to the Compliance Perspective special video podcast. We're doing a series of conversations with Jerry Zak, the incoming CEO of the SCCE and HCCA. And today we're going to talk about how Jerry came to know the association and decided to join. So Jerry, once again, thanks for joining us today and
my pleasure.
For the long term. You've been a member of the SEC for years. You even attended an academy many years ago. I imagine you heard about the CEO opening from one of the emails that went out about it, but what made you decide to leap at the opportunity after a whole career in audit?
Well, a number of things. One is my passion for the mission when it comes to compliance. I've been in the compliance field virtually my whole career from one angle or another. So I share the passion for the mission that the members have. But there's so many things about this position. For starters, just it seemed to combine a lot of the things in my background, in terms of exposure to and experience with associations and the compliance community and an entrepreneurial element to programs and things of that nature. So it hit all the right attributes from that standpoint, that I felt that I was a good match for the position, and it really hit all my hot buttons in terms of things that I love to do. And perhaps the final part of it really was, it was very clear that the organization had developed a very sound transition plan. This was not any kind of a panic search for a new CEO with an organization who was in trouble or anything like that. It was a well thought out transition plan.
Which obviously makes things a lot smoother and it's a lot better than diving into the deep end where there's chaos going on. That's a great sort of non-negative strength to have of the association. Were there any other positive things you saw as strengths coming into working here?
Well, it's very much, this organization is very much on an upward arc. Membership is growing, programs are doing well. It's both financially and operationally very stable. It's got a great staff, a great team here in Minnesota, as well as folks who are not in Minnesota like yourself.
It's
a great team, just a fantastic board of directors, the faculty. There's so many positives about this organization, and virtually no real negatives. There's nothing but more opportunities going forward.
Well, I certainly hope so. I found in my past when I switched jobs, the interview process is a bit of a dance. You find out what you like, they find out what they like about you. Everyone gets a sense. As you went through the interviewing process, were any things that stuck out as you started saying, geez, I didn't realize this was there?
It was interesting because maybe that was one of the reasons that everything went rather smoothly, is that virtually all of the interviews that I went through with the members of the search committee and even some of the internal people when I met, it always felt just like a good conversation about the profession, the future, the current state and the future of the profession, and where this organization is positioned with respect to that profession to be able to serve its members, take advantage of opportunities, and really do good things for the profession. There weren't any single moments in the interview process that some astonishing new insight came in. It was just a nice gradual progression of learning the organization through the interviews and having great conversations with everybody about the profession.
And now that you've had, you've accepted the role, it's been announced, started the transition, what have people been telling you from outside the organization about us?
I've heard nothing but great things. Every message that I've received has been one of, you made a good decision, hopefully the organization made a good decision, but that it was, this is a highly, highly respected organization. Virtually everybody that has touched this organization has come away with nothing but positive things to say about it. So it's reinforced everything that I had gathered up until that point.
Well, it's great to hear, and it's great to have you here. And thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen in and watch. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the SCCE and HCCA saying thank you for joining us, and hope we expanded your compliance perspectives.